Hello, Gone Wild Audio. I have a new toy to play with today. And you need to hear me get off with it. You didn't know that, did you? You need to hear me get off with it because this little thing is kind of fantastic. I was given as a gift for Valentine's Day a Wii Vibe Tango. And I had heard of this before, but I had never actually gone to look at what it looked like. So when I unboxed it, I got the joy of realizing I now have a vibrator that looks almost exactly like a tube of lipstick. It's the same size and rough shape with its narrow pointed top that looks like a brand new tube of lipstick. And I really think that's adorable. I realize that adorable isn't generally a word one applies to a sex toy. In most cases, not kink-shaming any of you who have adorable sex toys, but I wasn't expecting this, and it's so small. I'm used to my Hitachi, and I'm used to my Lilo Gigi, which, since it is a G-spot stimulator, is obviously much larger than this little powerhouse, but it is a powerhouse. I really, really enjoyed the first time I used it, and I plan on enjoying it again with the mic going so that you can hear me too. Okay, so let's turn this little guy on. That's on its, it might be on its second lowest setting because I may have hit the button twice. It's a pretty sensitive button there at the end. So let's just lean back in my chair and get comfy. Woo! Because I had so much fun talking about my fantasies last time I did, things for recording, I thought I might do some more. The thing that's different about this, it's not as strong as the Hitachi, even on its strongest setting, obviously, because it doesn't freaking plug into the wall. But, I went to one of the cycles where it does long buzzes and then it does short buzzes, and I like it. What was I saying? Fantasies! Right! Totally lost my train of thought already. Okay, fantasies. Right. I have really been thinking a lot about my bisexuality lately. Which, since it's kind of a new thing that I've realized about myself in the past few years, and it took a while for me to accept, and so on and so forth. This isn't meant to be a personal journey inside of my head quite so much as it is. I want to talk about ladies because, oh my God, my last week of watching TV, all the various things I watch, has just been so full of absolutely gorgeous women that I want to get my mouth all over. And some of them have very, very lovely voices that I absolutely want to be whispering dirty things in my ear, or muffled by my pussy, because why the hell not? This is my fantasy. They can be doing whatever I want them to be doing, and going down on me is definitely on the list, because, yeah, definitely. All right, that setting. Yeah, let's try the wave setting where it like ramps down and then ramps back up again. I'm actually usually more of a continuous buzz type of person, hence my love of the Hitachi, as many of you have heard undoubtedly, but you know, gotta put it through its paces. Give me more time to talk about beautiful ladies, because boobs. I mean, boobs. Seriously. Mine are awesome. But, you know, why not invite another set to the party? Because boobs. And man, boobs. I have a feeling feeling this one's going to be on the sillier side, guys. What do you say? Because... yeah. Boobs. Like... I want... well, a lot of my fantasies don't have to be gender specific, because I want a mouth on each of my breasts, because threesomes, yay, I would like to try that too. But it would be cool if one of them was a woman, or both of them. Sure, why not? This is Fantasyland. I want to be in a big, squishy pile of women, and just, yeah, mash all sorts of lovely, fleshy parts together. Ooh, yeah, oh, that's a grand idea. Because, I haven't seen this too much in lady porn, but it is something I have seen and would definitely like to try, is sharing a vibrator with someone. And I've usually seen it done with a Hitachi because the head is large and very easy to position with two ladies involved. But doing it with the Tango is a bit smaller. You gotta get closer, right? Just mash our lady bits together and... Oh, I went up through all the cycles. Let's turn you back on and turn you back up. And let's get serious about this business because... yes. Sharing a vibrator with another woman and being right up against her body. Boobs to boobs. Face to face. Kissing definitely would be involved because, wow, yes, I love kissing. But, definitely have my hands on her boobs, or maybe her ass. I mean, gotta love the ass too, you know. I am all about this plan. feeling her squirming. I mean, I'd be squirming too, obviously, but both of us squirming. Just a big squirmy pile of lady. Do I have this on its highest setting or is there one more? Ah, I did. Now I gotta cycle back around. That is my only complaint about toys with cycles like this is... if you go too far, you gotta go all the way back. Okay, there we go. Strongest setting, of course, because why the hell not? For me. I'm used to the Hitachi, so, you know. But I like this, this little pointed tip. So I can be delicate, or I can just mash it in there when I need more stimulation, because... I do like it rough, if you didn't know that about me. I mean, yeah. I can take a lot of abuse. Oh, yeah. Oh. But ladies. I would love to love a lady. And, ooh. Elaborating on that fantasy of sharing a vibrator and being face-to-face, getting my hands in her hair, yes! I like my hair to be pulled, but I definitely think I could enjoy pulling someone else's hair. Which would also apply to, you know, shoving her face in between my legs, because... Okay, right there. I found the spot. I think I'm just gonna ride this one out now. I think I'm... I'm coming. Oh, if you couldn't tell. I have a pretty distinctive orgasm. And it's loud. With lots of moaning. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, maybe I can go for two. really want something inside me now. I'm gonna have to do this again with my dildo. Ooh, double vibrator. Yes, I could use my Gigi and this together. Oh! Okay, I'm coming again just thinking about that. Oh, God. I'm gonna have to remember to write that down after I've recovered. Okay, we're done. Ooh, we are so done. Now I gotta turn you off. Thank you, little adorable lipstick vibrator, because you're very, very nice. Okay, that... I would apologize for the silliness, except I know so many of you like that about my audios, because I am a giggle monster, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, thank you for listening, and feel free to suggest other things at me that I could do with my shiny new toy, and tell me what you think, and yeah, thanks guys. Mwah!